A Stitch in Time by Penelope Lively, read by Sean Phillips. Chapter 1. A House, a Cat, and Some Fossils. "All right back there," said Maria's father. "Not much longer now," said Maria's mother. Neither of them turned round. The backs of their heads rode smoothly forward between the landscapes that unrolled at either side of the car. Hedges, trees, fields, houses that came and went before there was time to examine them. Fields with corn, fields with animals. From time to time on the left, snatches of a milky green sea, bordered with a ribbon of golden sand or shingle. "That is the English Channel," said Maria, inside her head, to the ashtray on the back of the car seat. "The sea. We have come to spend our summer holiday beside it, because that is what people do. You go down to the beach every day and run about and shout and build sandcastles and all that. You have blown-up rubber animals and iced lollies, and there is sand in your bed at night. You do that in August. As far as I know, everybody in the world does." The car slowed down and turned into the forecourt of a garage. "Quad green shield stamps," screamed the garage. "Wine glass offer. Jigsaws. Great paintings of the world." "Just short of 3 hours," said Mr. Foster. "Not bad." "Quite good traffic," said Mrs. Foster. They both turned round now to look at Maria with kindly smiles. "You're very quiet. Not feeling sick or anything?" Maria said she was quite all right and she wasn't feeling sick. She watched her father get out of the car.